A strand of unfamiliar memories appeared in Lin Yunxi's mind like a movie, tearing pain that prevented her from being herself. Lin Yunxi, the same name as me. Lin Yunxi faced death, she wouldn't be catching up with the crossing trend. Today is the original owner's big wedding, but the big wedding turned into an underworld wedding. And the original owner's position of prince consort was snatched by her sister Lin Zixuan. Lin Yunxi moved her body, her mouth was a little dry, and her body was getting hotter and hotter, and being a Chinese medicine practitioner made a bad feeling rise in her heart. She reached out to try to break the man's hand and found that the man's hand was frighteningly hot. Lin Yunxi's heart was apprehensive, looking at the red rope on her hand full of inquiry, she accelerated the movement of her hand, only to find that the two men's hands were tied by the red rope. Under her eyes, there was a flash of unspeakable anxiety. The man fiercely and opened his eyes, and Lin Yunxi's movement to untie the rope was instantly petrified. Then her shocked face instantly was as pale as dirt. Do not blame her for being too scared, just blame the atmosphere here is too scary, this man's eyes are actually red. Let her a 21st century medical hand to cover the sky of the perverted ghost of the new human full of the word ghost. The man slowly sat up, a pair of red eyes suspiciously looking at Lin Yunxi. You don't come over. Lin Yunxi's voice is as small as a mosquito's voice, the bottom of the eyes with a deep fear, but also forced to play calm. The man a cold light shot over, the scarlet eyes, full of cruel and ruthless intention. Lin Yunxi was shuddered by her look. Damn it, Lin Yunxi quickly calmed herself down and lowered her head to untie the rope. The man shook his dizzy head, his body tumbling like a hot wave, making him desperate to vent. Looking at Lin Yunxi's red lips that were so tense that they were closing and opening, tempting enough to make one want to kiss them. Ah, just when Lin Yunxi saw hope, her body was violently pounced upon. She looked at the man's handsome face that was nearing late in the day in a state of panic. His gaze faintly showed a hint of pain. Phew, it was incredible. Looking at the red scarlet eyes, she could clearly feel a powerful and terrifying power shooting out of those red eyes, like a dormant beast that was recklessly admiring its prey. When she has had enough, she will be torn to pieces. You, what do you want? Get away. Lin Yunxi found her voice, forcefully covering her wildly beating chest, desperately trying to keep herself calm. Is this person a human, or a ghost, or a corpse? Lin Yunxi used her imagination to the fullest. Only to see the man not speak, seems to be desperately trying to hold back. His rolling body made Lin Yunxi swallow nervously. You don't mess around, we have something to discuss. But why was her body screaming too? An unpleasant and extreme picture erupted in her mind. Woman, you are so noisy. The man's voice was eerily cold and hard, the candle flame, the red fire in the man's eyes jumped, the man's face was icy cold to the core. There is no trace of temperature, as from hell, so frozen that the air is condensed. Lin Yunxi is thinking about the moment, ah. The man fiercely kissed Lin Yunxi's red lips, Lin Yunxi only felt a buzzing in her head, she was going to be, was forced. In this coffin, no, definitely not. Well, Lin Yunxi panted and struggled. But the shameful image in her mind became clearer and clearer. The man's kiss calmed a lot in her parched body, and damn, by this time, she knew what the arousal in her body was all about.